This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alberto Hinojosa. Date of birth, March 26, 2004. Case ID number is 465-9673. Date of examination, January 23, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from UTRGV dated 6/13/2022. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his mother to evaluate allegations of asthma slash chronic cough slash pulmonary issues, comma, autism slash depression slash suicidal ideation. The claimant is presently unemployed but did finish high school with a 12th grade education and a diploma in a regular classroom setting. He has never worked. He lives with his mother in a house and has been receiving disability benefits for 16 years. Allegations number one, asthma slash chronic cough slash pulmonary issues. The claimant states that since 2009, he has had asthma and severe allergies. He also suffers from rhinitis, chronic cough, shortness of breath, and anosmia. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing two flights of stairs, comma, sometimes talking, comma, seasonal changes, comma, but not while he is at rest. He denies any history of smoking. The last time he was in an emergency room was in 2021. As his mother states, he usually goes two times per year. The last time in 2021, he was hospitalized for 2 days. The mother denies him ever being intubated. The claimant is presently on albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters of the 0.083% solution for nebulization. PRN is needed. Fluticasone propionate, 50 micrograms, actuation nasal spray, 2 times per day. Montelukast, 10 milligrams, 1 PO. QD, Ellipta inhaler, powder, QD. The claimant is presently not on oxygen. He was diagnosed with allergic asthma with rhinitis. And does have a history of dyspnea and uses an albuterol inhaler as needed. His physician is Dr. Eugene Mackey. Allegation number two. Autism slash depression slash suicidal ideation. The claimant states that since 2018, he has had symptoms of depression, comma, suicidal ideation, and also has a history of autism. The claimant states he suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, homicidal ideation, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decrease and increase appetite, comma, decrease concentration, comma, decrease motivation, comma, anger, comma, and also suffers from stress and attention deficit hyperactive disorder, which was diagnosed in 2019. He denies performing any violent acts towards anybody, apathy, comma, but states that he does take a bath every day, but brushes his teeth every other day. The claimant's mental status was normal. He was cooperative, pleasant, but not future-oriented, and did not show any appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status is normal. His general appearance appeared to be fairly well-kept, and he was wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, and he did have good eye contact with me. The claimant was alert and oriented to place, time, situation, and person, but did have some decreased attention and concentration signs, but his mannerisms and movements were normal. His speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation was slow but normal. His memory was intact. His thought processes were fairly normal. The claimant states that he does hear voices and sees shadows, although not as much as he did when he was initially diagnosed with depression. The claimant has had suicidal ideation and did try to attempt suicide by taking 3 different pills that he was on. He was hospitalized for approximately a week. He has presently finished the 12th grade and does have a high school diploma. Medications, he's presently on fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD for depression, oxycarbazepine, 150 milligrams QD, and trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS. He has no plans for the future and does not know what he's going to do. And has not attempted to apply for any jobs or any kind of extra schooling. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Torres. He has no assistive devices. He does take Motrin 400 milligrams QD occasionally when he has pain, which does give him relief. He states he does no other physical activity at this time. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. He does have a twin sister who is also 19. Medications. The claimant is on albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters, 0.083% solution. QD, PRN is needed. Fluoxetine, 20 milligrams POQD. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms, actuation nasal spray, QD. Apply 2 times per day. Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD. Ellipta inhaler powder QD by inhalation. Oxcarbazepine, 150 milligrams, 1 tablet QD at HS. Trazodone, 150 milligrams QD. Medical problems, allergic rhinitis, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, overweight, vitamin D deficiency, asthma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, antibody anti-polysaccharide deficiency, depression, suicidal ideation and attempt in the past, autism, major surgeries, none, social history, the claimant does not smoke, alcohol, the claimant did not drink any alcohol, he denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana once in 2010, he denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, height 5 feet 8 inches, weight 231 pounds. BP 133 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 to 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 35. General, this is a 19-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Can you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected, the claimant is unable to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had fairly poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat depressed for the time. He did have fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair to poor, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild autism. Probable diagnoses, number one, asthma / chronic cough / pulmonary issues - normal physical exam at this time. The claimant appears to be well controlled with his medication regimen. Oxygen saturation was 99%. Allegation number two, autism / depression / suicidal ideation. The claimant is being treated for his condition. He appears to be fairly stable at this time. although it is noted that he was somewhat depressed and did not appear to be motivated about doing anything in the future. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alberto Hinojosa.